The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you will be well aware at this stage that Donald Trump, the former US president and would-be future president, has picked his running mate J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio. But who exactly is he? Well, two people who know the man with me now. Nancy Nix, Butler County Auditor and Middleton, Ohio resident, and Joe Statzer, who's an executive director of the Butler County Republican Party. You're both very, very welcome, folks. Nancy, when did you first meet the vice president in waiting, as some people are calling him?
Good morning, or I guess it's good evening over there. I met JD in 2015, so that was 9 years ago after having read his book, Hillbilly Elegy. I was enthralled with the book, and I know his family and got in touch with his aunt, Lori, who's profiled in the book prominently, and she made the connection with JD, and the rest is history.
Why did you like the book so much?
Well, partly it's because I lived in Middletown for 23 years. I'm not a resident currently, but having lived there for 23 years and everything he talked about, I could empathize with and understand. I knew a lot of the characters in the book, all about Armco Steel and the history of Middletown. So it was a Middletown connection and understanding the plight of what he wrote about the white working class. So I just thought it was very well written. I could identify with it from my own roots in rural Missouri. So I think he was a star right out of the gate.
Yeah, a political star in waiting. Is that where you saw his future even back then, or what did you think?
I think I was unsure in 15, but by 17, when we had him as our speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner, I knew he had a bright future.
This bright vice president in waiting, as I say, he's only 39. I mean, he makes me feel very old.
Yes, I could have definitely been his babysitter for sure.
Joe Statzer is with us as well, I mentioned. Joe, you're welcome to the show. You would have kind of interviewed him, is that right, when he was running for Senate from a Republican Party point of view?
Right. I actually interviewed him for a webcast show that we do for our local party. I'd met JD a few years before.
Okay.
I met him at the Lincoln Day, but I met him a few years before. He came to a college where I teach government, and he came in because he's a Middletown resident. The college is in Middletown, and he spoke to a group down there. I met him. I'm not sure I saw the political star yet either, but I saw somebody who had passion, ambition, and was very easygoing and easy to talk to the students. He really listened and communicated well. So you saw something there, a charismatic guy who was very passionate about what he thought.
And I mean, what impressed you about him? Is it his value system? Is it the way he spoke? Is it the way he commanded a room? You know, you often hear successful politicians being talked about in that sense. You know, they say when Bill Clinton used to walk into a room, I mean, you were kind of mesmerized, and he would talk to you as if you were the most important person on the planet.
Right. Yeah, and I've had that experience. I saw Clinton and met him in 92, and he had that presence. Donald Trump certainly has a presence about him. But what JD, I think, and I'll go professional and personal. Personal first, I think he does have a charisma. He has an ability to really communicate and connect with people. So that's there. And that's not something that you see often. He's a real person. He's not a politician necessarily at all. He's a real person. Professionally, let me go back to personally. I have family in Eastern Kentucky, very near where JD's family was from. I live in Butler County, where JD grew up. So I'm in touch. I know a lot of the people that JD grew up with and know. And so we kind of connected on that level. And then professionally, as I interviewed him in 2021, when he was running for the U.S. Senate, he made an impression. But what happened not only during the interview, but was afterward, we sat and talked about a good 20 minutes, just me and him and our cameraman, just about issues and some things from the book, some things I noticed from my family's history. And he sat down and we had a real conversation. In fact, I had a couple of questions for him just directly, just personal. And he was great to answer them. He's willing to do what you just said, make you feel like you're the most important person at that moment in his life. And he's willing to listen and talk. He's just a very connecting kind of person.
And what's the mood like there then in that part of the world, Joe, given that he is now going to be on this presidential ticket, running as vice president, potential vice president?
excitement because we know JD. He's one of us. And I think that's what he's going to bring to the campaign. He's going to know how to talk to working class voters, how to reach out and connect with those lunch bucket Republican Democrats and Republicans, the lunch bucket. I mean, you know, the everyday people that pay their taxes and just work for a living. That's who I think JD is going to connect with. The people, the Democrats that think that the Democratic Party is way too radical and way too liberal, and the Republican voter that just needs to connect on the everyday issues that's going on, healthcare, immigration issues, things like that that we want to hear about. And JD can really get down into it and talk about it on a level that people understand and listen in a way that he connects with people.
And Nancy, is that in your mind what he brings to the ticket as well, is that, you know, even if you're a Republican supporter, you might find it hard, you might support all his policies, but it might be hard to kind of identify necessarily with Donald Trump, given how kind of utterly different his life has always been from most common or garden people, you and me and everybody listening to this show. Whereas JD is kind of that grittier real world experience, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Everything Joe just said, I would echo. JD has such a deep intellect and courage, but also he's very authentic and kind and has a warm face. And he presents himself perfectly in front of you as a one-on-one individuals. So I think what Joe said is correct. I think he will be living in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan for the next few months. And I think another thing that resonates with JD is his age. We've had so many older people running our country for so long, and he is the next generation. And I think people, at least all the people I know, are ready for the baton to be passed to the next generation of leaders.
And have you been speaking to any of the family that you know today, Nancy?
Yes, I have been in touch with Lori, and they are his aunt Lori. They are extremely, extremely proud of him.
Yeah, and I'm sure extremely excited as well. Probably a bit nervous. Yes. You'd have to be a bit nervous, wouldn't you? Like he has this public profile, and he had it since Hillbilly Elegy came out, and a huge amount of people were fans of that book. People from right across the kind of political spectrum, and he's been a senator, so that comes with a certain amount of attention. But I mean, this is going to be a whole other level.
This is definitely a whole other level. Yes, I think his Aunt Lori they've basically made it their own full time jobs as helping with their family. They have three children, and so it's a whole family event for JD and all of the members of the family. Yes, it's big. It's huge.
Well, listen, Nancy, thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. Joe, you too. Nancy Nix is the Butler County Auditor and former resident in Middleton, Ohio. And Joe Statzer is an executive director of the Butler County Republican Party.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.